Yo, 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 what is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast live on Monday night. We're talking about the Monday Night Raw recap. But, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't bring Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time, but I brought the next best thing, the living legend herself from the UK the Contract Pro Wrestling's owner, proprietor, the boss, if you will. I'm talking about the legendary Lindsay Jordan. Lindsay, welcome to the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No. No disappointment.
Michael Jordan. Sorry.
No disappointment. I got enough pair of Jordans in my closet. It's all good. So, Lindsay.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, let's talk about Contract Pro Wrestling.
Oh, okay. So, what do you want to know?
Well, let's see. How long have you been in business? What made you decide to start this business? And how long have you been part of the greatest wrestling organization in professional wrestling today, the OIWA?
So, we'll hark back a little bit. I got into the business it's coming up for 8 years ago when I got together with my partner, who has been wrestling this year for 25 years. So, back at the time, it was very much a... I've always been a wrestling fan. So my first ever wrestling show I remember watching was 1992 SummerSlam with my granddad. I was tiny. I can't remember anything that much about it, but I remember loving it and I remember his excitement. So that's what got us invested in it. And from there, it went ECW and WCW, little bits and pieces. Attitude Era, massively. And then I switched to TNA. So that's where my love of wrestling came from. Contract came about in 2017. My mum passed away, and it was a case where, you know, when you have that epiphany moment and you're like, life's too short to just be doing what you don't want to do. Let's stop coasting and focus on something. So it was like, right, okay, let's just do it. Said it to my partner, Brian. I was like, What would you like to do? When he went, I want to change the wrestling scene where we are. And I know from speaking to the guys over at the OIWA that you've got similar over there. I think you guys call them mud shows. We've got a very different name. And I'm not going there just yet. But, yeah. And it was a case of, right, I want to train the guys coming up and I want to get the scene better and I want to make a difference. So it's like, right, okay. 5 weeks later, I started our wrestling school. So, because I don't like sitting on things. So someone says, we're going to do this. I go, okay, let's do it. So that's what we did. We started off with 4 jigsaw mats and some cones in a community centre in the little town that we live in, who... If you see wrestling around here, nobody has a clue what you're talking about. It's not like it is over there. Everybody's like, what? And then the wrestling promotion. So Contract Pro came about in 2018. 2019, we bought the gym. So we got we have a gym as well where we've got the ring up full time. Hit by COVID, obviously everybody was. Shut everything down. And we were one of the first companies to come back post-COVID. And we had to, like, have chairs out in bubbles. It's horrendous. So that's where we got up to with that. OIWA-wise, Bobby smashed through a door into my life last year. we're working with a mutual friend who sent me a message and had said, right, Linz, I've got these guys coming over from America. Do you fancy doing something? I went, okay. Blind faith. Yeah, let's do it. Never met them before. Had a few conversations and text message, but that was about it. And then in walks Dante and Cece and Evelyn Carter. And it was like a baptism of fire. There was in this little town that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so, again, I think Oregon, I've got friends over there who said quite similar, the mining town, where everybody's just so sheltered. We're not a big city at all. We're far removed from the city. And there was all these big Americans standing there, and everybody just went, like that look.
Well, I'll tell you, I know for a fact, walking into a building and you're seeing Dante Smiley, you're like, wow. The legit, the dude is the apex of professional wrestling. I don't understand why he's not signed to a major label right now. WWE, AEW, you need to get your heads out of your ass. Dante Smiley, the OIWA International Champion, the dude is rock solid, 110%. Always produces amazing matches. The guy's physique, the dude is a Greek god, legit. Oh, dude has a 12-pack, not an 8-pack, not a 6-pack. The dude has a 12-pack. He has abs on abs on abs. The dude is big. But he's also talented, and he's very humble.
Yeah.
He's very humble. You know.
Yeah.
He always has words of wisdom. I love Dante Smiley 1,000%. Sir Mo, Bobby, I'll tell you right now, Bobby Horn saved my wrestling career, because at a time where I wanted to quit, where I was down on myself, depression had taken over, Bobby slapped me upside my head and said, get your ass up and let's go. Put that OIWA North American title on me and told me, just run with it. Do everything you can. You know, 1,310 days as champion. The guy, the guy had enough faith in me to let me run. I send Bobby a text daily. Just tell him, thank you, I love you. You know, if you don't know, I mean, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Bobby Horn, get your asses up and go find out. Go look him up on Facebook. The guy is inspirational. As a matter of fact, I do a thing on Saturday. We do the wrestling news on the Roundtable Network News. And I always end the show with this day in wrestling history. Well, last Saturday, Sir Mo and his tag team partner Mabel won the WWE World Tag Team Championships. And I forgot to send him a text and tell him congratulations. He probably wouldn't even remember that. But he won the WWE Tag Team Championship. I think they had him for like 3 days. But Men on a Mission were on fire back then. Me and Bobby have had thousands of conversations about the WWE and the years he spent there, and you know, USWA, and just like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you are connected to the OIWA in any way, shape, or form, you're going to learn about professional wrestling from the best.
Yeah.
Contract Pro Wrestling is the UK affiliate for the OIWA, and I can't wait to get on that plane and come across the pond.
Definitely, definitely. It's, again, sort of wrestling's very different over here, and it was a conversation that I had with Trey, who runs OIWA Worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him were talking after our, because we did a contract special show.
I watched Worldwide it the other day.
Wrestling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you guys are so strange with the way that you are, like, in the crowd. And I went, we are a crowd of clappers. Literally, all you get is...
You know, I will tell you, Americanized wrestling is way different from any other wrestling in the world. But when you go, like, I went to Japan, and my little brother and I, we did some crazy, outrageous stuff. And the fans didn't pop like they do here. They just clapped. And we were like, what did we do wrong? We went back to the locker room, and Masao Tanaka was standing there. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, why? It was great. They clapped. And I went to DWA in Germany. Same thing. Those guys, we went out there and we tore the house down. Those guys gave us they just clapped. No one got up. No one got crazy. They just clapped. It was ridiculously weird. So I'm excited to come across the pond to see how you guys react to my shenanigans. Speaking of shenanigans, if you shenan once, you will shenanigan. The Drew Nicholas is in the house.
What? What is that? What is that supposed to mean?
You were up to some shenanigans tonight at Raw, man. I know you were.
Oh, I was. Absolutely. I got to see The Rock, so I can die happy now.
Well, I mean, you can die happy if you take out that Puma jacket, but we ain't going to talk about that.
You don't see anything. I already saw it.
So we're here tonight,
you
Drew.
You can see this instead. Fine. People's champ, okay, baby.
I will accept that. We're here tonight with the OIWA UK's contract pro wrestling promoter. Her name is Lindsay Jordan. Do you have any questions for Ms. Jordan?
Hi.
Drew's my co-host on the weekly on the Roundtable Network News on Saturday mornings. We talk so much about AEW and MLW and NWA and WWE and Ring of Honor. Like, we're going to have a big conversation this week.
Oh, my God.
These releases.
We are going to have a huge friggin' week this week because I saw what was going on while I was at the show, and that's nuts. That is nuts.
It's only Monday, and it all started with the CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani.
I can't wait for you guys to
talk. Also have to add to that the Rhea Ripley interview that got interrupted. That was interesting, too.
Oh yeah, I didn't watch the rest of that. I should go back and watch it. So what do you got coming up, Lindsay? What's popping over there in the UK?
Oh, from a contract side of things, we've got loads happening. So we run shows monthly. It's usually around the first of every month, but we've had to switch it up quite a bit because we've got obviously a lot of travel coming up this year. We've already been over to Texas for Soulmania. I'm heading to Germany to fight back wrestling with Dante. Mm-hmm. And then we've got, we're heading over to CTW in Portugal in May as well. So we've got quite a lot coming up from that side of things. And then I'm back in Texas, I believe in September, doing some bits and pieces there as well.
I will see you in Texas in September.
Yay!
Yeah, oh, awesome. Bobby has already talked to me about coming out there in September. I'm retiring in December. And I've been trying to pull Bobby out of retirement. Like I want my last match to be against Bobby. And one way or another, Bobby Horn is gonna wrestle me at a damn OIWA ring. That's gonna be it. So he better get on a treadmill and get his legs ready because I want my mentor to be the guy that I have my last match with. He's probably going to get mad at me, but you know.
He wants the Star Wars moment where freaking Obi-Wan puts the Anakin down.
Right? I want the Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair moment. I love you. I'm sorry.
But no, I mean, like, Bobby's health at the moment, like, he is putting 110% in to getting himself up and getting there. So watch this space.
I mean, he's been driving, you know, he's driving by himself. He doesn't have, you know, I'm like, whoa, what are you doing there, buddy? Calm down. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm doing it. Doing the work.
100%. So if you could not have Bobby for your retirement match, who would it be?
Damn, I don't know.
Been on the spot now, haven't I?
Yeah, I know. Wow. honestly, maybe AJ.
Yeah.
Because I wrestled AJ injured. I want to wrestle AJ at
100%. Yeah.
It don't have to be for the North American title. It don't have to be for the Western States title. It don't have to be for no title. It can be just straight up one-on-one, whatever is clever. I already told AJ. I texted him the other day. I'm like, yo, I need a rematch. Mm-hmm. The moment I'm healthy, the moment I'm ready to go, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, that kid, like, ladies and gentlemen, if you have never, like... How can I explain it? There are certain people in the wrestling world that, like, they're good, but they have the what am I trying to say? They don't think that they're good.
Yeah.
They feel like they're just basic. They're mediocre. That kid is the top notch, new and improved. Like, well, he legitimately is the future. I'll put him over right now. I'll tell him he is definitely the future. All bullshit aside, that kid is amazing. The 15 minutes I spent in the ring with that kid were probably the best 15 minutes I've had all year long.
Yeah. When he came here last year, he worked Thomas Griffin, who is now our contract academy champion. Mm-hmm. And he's one of our up-and-coming guys. And he's such a lovely young lad. And he'd said the match that he had with AJ last year was just so smooth. And that was probably the easiest way for him to describe it. It was just a smooth match. There was no injury. There was no worry about it getting that way. And he says it was just this easiest, most fun match that he's had where he can just... And they vibed off each other really well, which is what you need. You need that chemistry between people for it to work.
And that's crazy because, like, when you're from two different countries, and you don't really have time to like actually work so many matches. I'm sorry, I'm getting complimented via text. When you work so many matches and you don't work like you, like for me, I work a lot of people hundreds of times. I had a feud with a guy named Buddy Highway. Literally, we fought up and down the I-5 corridor, you know, for a good 10 years. So I know everything that he knows. He knows everything that I know. So when you get in the ring with someone you feel so comfortable with, it's just like butter. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, let's, yeah. like, let's go. And AJ is that guy. Like, he really is. Like, he's 17 years old. Like, the kid's future is so bright, you know. And I remember I had a conversation with him the night of the title match that we had. And I told him that I told Bobby that I need to wrestle him. And I swear to God, I thought he was about to cry, you know. And I'm like, I know you're that humble. And in this industry, there's a lot of egos, there's a lot of guys that will put themselves over and not worry about putting anybody else over. And that kid. It was an honor and a privilege to put that kid over. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't know it. I probably won't ever say it to his face because I don't want him to, you know, to bust out in tears. And he's probably going to watch this later and be like, oh, that's really cool, man. I'll get a text in the middle of the night.
I was going to point that he's probably watching now and just like freaking out about you giving all compliments and shit.
I mean, like, that's his business, man. Yeah. You really have to like compliment someone. A lot of people are in this business for themselves. And when you're part of the OIWA, like Bobby says it, man, like we're taking over the indies. Like, it's where the indies come. It's like where the indies come to wrestle, man. It's like, you know, it's a family.
Yeah.
And a family works together. And now I have family members over in the UK now that I haven't even met yet. You know, I'm excited for that.
What you need to remember is, though, like, that is always that place. But over here, we get to excite about there's someone that has just made so many waves over here recently, especially in, it's like a cult following. Mm-hmm. You guys have probably heard of him, Julian.
Oh man, I don't know where Julian is. Like, I know that like you guys, like Julian is like super big over there in the UK.
Yeah, he's huge. And everybody gets so buzzed. As soon as people start on, everybody gets buzzed about it, and it's like just sends everything skyward.
Man, he doesn't know what he's missing right now. He doesn't know what he's missing. You know what I'm gonna do? This is what I'm gonna do. We're gonna go to a quick commercial break. I'm gonna call Julian and get his ass on the phone.
Get him on.
I guess see if you want me to video call.
Oh boy, I think he didn't press the commercial button on that.
No, he didn't. No. It's the three of us now.
We're still going. Although me and close-ups not nice.
I have an overactive mouse. I have an overactive mouse, guys. I'm sorry. let's go ahead and take that quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with more of the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast and the lovely Lindsay Jordan.
Well, you want to get your hair cut? You go get your hair cut right. You head down to Big D's Barbershop. Big D's Barbershop. Vancouver, Washington's best and brightest. 1019 Main Street, Vancouver, Washington, where you can go get your hair lined up, cuts, fades, shampoos, conditions, and all the great things that go with supporting a local barbershop in a local business area. You can also reach them online at www.bigdsbarbershop.com. Go get your hair cut right.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
It's Angelina Love, one half of The Beautiful People and one half of NWA's Psycho Love, and you are watching the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Julian, a text, and I told him he needs to hurry up and get on the show because things are being said, and he needs to know what they're being said. So, We need to get Julian on the show.
Do you want me to try to video call him?
No. Video call him. He's driving still.
Oh, okay.
He just sent me a text.
Set him up again. I'm like, you know.
Hey, man, there's no setup going on here. What are you talking about?
You literally like poking the bear sometimes, my friend.
Hey, you know what? I love poking bears. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right. Hey, Luna, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us. I don't know about poking bears, man. I don't do that. I like Smokey. He's cool. Never set a fire, so I've never met him.
I was going to say, well, if you like poking bears, that's why you're injured.
Wow. You know what?
Well, you're a wrestler, and you sometimes fight big guys, so I guess that would count.
So people are considered bears.
The last big guy I faced was a 400-pound Kodiak bear. And you were there for that, Josh, so you know how that went down.
Yes. That's what I'm referencing.
Anyway, so let's get into the Monday Night Raw recap while we have Lindsay here. Let's talk about what happened on the go home show for WrestleMania. Oh man, I mean, Lindsay, when you guys have big events over in the UK, when there's like Clash at the Castle, do you guys have like a WrestleMania week over there?
Yeah, it does turn into that. WrestleMania week here is big, obviously, and it involves usually lots of alcohol. But it's not as big as it is over there. Clash at the Castle last year was huge. It was that big flagship event. We've had quite a few. Sort of AEW come in and smash things. We had a TNA run that ended up, TNA guys worked with one of the local companies here called North, which is run by a guy called Bowers, who is phenomenal. The hype is building over here. It's still not quite where you guys are yet. So WrestleMania week, everybody is dead excited for it, but it's not as busy when it comes to indie shows and getting people booked. We would rather not run the indie show on WrestleMania day, just simply because we know that from 12 o'clock, midnight, thereabouts, 11, 12 o'clock, we lose all our guys and they want to be up late. They don't want to be in an indie show tiring themselves out when they're that beforehand. From a booking side of things and an industry side of things, it's not as big as it is over there.
Okay. So
the question I have is that because of the time difference and everything, because I know it's a 6-hour time difference, because I've talked to Tom Talks Rubbish, awesome dude, by the way. Is there a difference where if the, like a good example, it's 7 o'clock start here, do you guys do some of the shows, let's say you did it on in the afternoon for WrestleMania based off our times, would that benefit you guys because you're not going against WWE programming mostly when people are tuning in worldwide, or does it impact the numbers you guys have financially? Because I have a marketing background because of, well, being in marketing for a tech school, but I also have the communication side, because I know sometimes if one thing affects the other, you don't draw as much. But it seems like with you guys, from what I've been looking at, you guys draw a good significant amount, even though being only starting up for a few years.
Yeah, exactly right. It is a case a lot of the time where it's best to not even try, because it is, especially for people who've got little kids, that tends to be our market. So we're very family orientated. We're very much Attitude Era storytelling. We've got the definitive storylines with the guys where they're taking over. It's stuff that you can get your teeth into. And sometimes I think going from that into something like WrestleMania, it can just be a bit overwhelming. So, yeah, I think we've never tried it, but most people just don't. And because here in the UK, it tends to be, again, very much a drinking event, the pre-shows over here and the pre-drinks before Mania here will start at sort of 6-7 o'clock in the bars that are showing it, and then run all the way through till 5 o'clock the next morning. So anybody that you would have booked that doesn't have children. You're going to be smashed in a bar in Newcastle watching Mania at like sort of 3 in the afternoon or over.
There's actually what the thing is that if there's a promotion out in the world right now that is considering doing, I haven't read this, but I've heard rumors about it through Twitter and stuff, a 24-hour indie wrestling show, because there's one place in the world in Alaska where they have an independent place to do a 24-hour because the sun's up all the time.
Alaska Pro Wrestling.
Yeah. So would you ever consider something like that, like having a night where it's just like a holiday, it's based off of a holiday or something like that, something crazy like that, where it gets people interested in because it gets them out of the house and stuff? Because I agree, because I have my son who's one and I have three other kids. They're all glued to it and stuff. I grew up in a family where you literally were sitting down and stuff, and you had to sit in front of the TV or go out with friends. So would you ever like consider something like that down the line, like having blood come down or something and translate some of these champions? Or also the other thing is that, are you considering expanding into the States at some point? New England is one of the hotbeds for wrestling, where Bad Blood is also its stuff. So it seems like you guys want to branch out, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. With regards to the 24-hour show, I'd know one of the guys that worked NXT quite a few years ago. He worked a show in Germany that was 20 hours, and it was crazy. Like, there was no let up. It wasn't before a big event, so it wasn't before Mania or anything like that, but the longevity of it, everybody was wiped out by the end. If you've got it where people can dip in and out, great. But unless it's an 18 plus show and you've got a regular 18 plus crowd that would attend, I think it's a bit of a, especially over here, I don't think it would fly. Our guys come and buy, if you give them a 3 hour show, so our shows are normally around 3 hours. You give them a 3 hour show, by the end of that 3 hour show, they're like,
they're spent.
yeah. So, I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's not something I've ever thought of with regards to the length, that kind of length of a show. Could it work potentially? I genuinely do think it would have to be an 18 plus though, just to keep the peak. And it's making sure that your matches fall in waves, because you're gonna have to have that cool off period where they're able to go, right, I need to go grab something to eat or grab a drink, or like I need something where I know I'm not gonna be missing the action. It can't be up there all the time. And again, indie shows, you guys probably know it just as well as I do. If you've got a show that is high octane the whole time, by the time you've hit 2.5 hours, everybody's done. The crowd are so done because they've been up all the time. So unless you're like pumping them full of Monster or Red Bull or like some caffeinated drink where they're going to be bouncing off the wall. But yeah, with regards to the branching out over to America, that's the positive side of the YWA. So everything that we're doing under the YWA umbrella is bringing in more companies that are across the US and up into Canada and us here in the UK, and we're spreading our wings into Europe as well. It'll be a case where once that's all set up and established and we've got an amazing group of partners, we'll just be able to bounce around. So we won't need to come and set that up ourselves, because the companies that we know and we trust and we work with are already there. Is our feeder schools, our feeder promotions, where we can say, right guys, we're heading over this week. We've got this place on Friday, this place on Saturday, this place on Sunday. There's your 3 bookings, and that's all weekend done. Do a couple of seminars in between. So that's ideally, that is the hope for the YWA, is to have somewhere that we can connect in each state, and hopefully a few places in each state of trusted partnerships, where we can say to our guys, right, okay, this month we're going to head to Minnesota, or we're going to head to Oregon, and next month you guys are coming over, going to do Germany and Denmark. So
you know, when Bobby and I sat down, we were a part of the AIWF at one time, and we decided, all of us decided to leave. And Bobby sat down and said, hey, you know what? Why don't we start our own thing? We have enough companies that can work together. There's companies in Tennessee. There's a company in Oregon. There's a company in California. There's a company in Germany. There's a company in the UK. Let's all get together, and we can make it to where our wrestlers don't need to have a, you know, like, you don't have to have a week off.
Yeah.
That's, you can have a booking every weekend for the rest of your career. And Bobby took his time to put this together because he wanted to help the guys out. Like I said, he's very unselfish. Like, the guy is trying to build something for everyone. And yeah. By you being over there, and, you know, there's several companies in Texas and Tennessee and in Georgia and here in Oregon, and, you know, down. So I'm trying to bring in some companies from the Lucha companies in Mexico. And, you know, I'm trying to work a partnership with CMLL to maybe, you know, be a part of this on this umbrella platform. And it really makes a lot of sense when you're trying to help other people out, you know. And by you coming over, bringing your company over here, that would be great to have your guys over here. You know, I mean, I know that they did it over there. You know, it was Contract Pro versus the OIWA or whatever, whatnot. And I watched the show. It was freaking phenomenal. But to have that on American soil,
yeah,
your fans there watching on a stream, the fans here will appreciate. Like, wrestling fans are very fickle. We say that every time on the show, they're very fickle. The IWC is a horrible place to be sometimes, but it's also a very good place to be because you find hidden talents, you find hidden gems, with companies like your company, with companies like Chaotic Kingdom Wrestling, the companies like Lit Pro Wrestling down in Arkansas. You find these little gems. You find guys like AJ the Future. You find guys like Dante Smiley. You know, you find guys, you know, like Nate the Great. You find guys like that. And these are guys that don't travel outside of their realm sometimes, but when they do, they're instant stars. They're instant hit. Like, Dante never went to the UK, and when he went over there, he was like a mega star over there. AJ never went there. It was like a WWE guy over there.
Yeah,
like, you know, and I love that. I love that. And like I told Bobby about it 2 years ago. I said, I'm not having fun anymore. And he said, just hold on. We'll start having some fun, I promise. He wasn't lying. He you know, Shawn Michaels once said, I lost my smile. Well, I lost my smile, and Bobby slapped it back on my face. I'm not gonna lie. that's why when you came about and you sent me a friend request, I was like, oh, hell yeah. You know, Bobby had already told me about you guys. Dante, when I saw Dante at Lit Wrestling, he was telling me about you guys. You know, I was like excited. So that's why I asked you to come on the show, because I want to spotlight you and give you the rub, and give you the rub, as they say in the business.
No, honestly, it's massively appreciated. And from Bobby's side of things, and he'll tell you this as well, because I send him messages and I apologize because I get so... I get excited about what we're doing and where I see things going, and just the relationships that are building. So I get really excited and I'm like, right, so we're going to do, what about this? Come and try this. I've been talking to this person about this. Can we look at doing this? And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, when you've got to keep
on. Don't be sorry. That enthusiasm is what makes pro wrestling fun again.
Yeah, you know, but that's exactly it. It should be something that you get, my evil cat in the background there. It should be something that you get.
Your eyes are flat. Your cat's sneaking up on you.
It should be something that you get excited about. And I've got to be honest, like, I'm exactly where you was exactly where you were, where I just felt like I was going through the motions. I was doing it, but so that the flip side of what I did and what I still do, I run Comic-Cons and I host Comic-Cons as well. Mm-hmm. So over here, the Comic-Cons, and again, it's not as big as it is there, but I worked for one of the bigger companies in the UK as the stage host, and I loved it. And that's where my focus was for pretty much 4 years. So I would do the shows, I would be at the shows, but I wasn't always at the shows, if that makes sense. Like, my head wasn't always there.
Oh, yeah. totally get it.
And then when the guys came over in September, the hype for that show was phenomenal, and it was like just meeting Bobby and Denise was inspirational. And I walked away from that, and I had said, I was like, we need to pull focus back. I'd already decided to step back a little bit from the Comic Cons at that point, and I was like, right, we need to reassess and reevaluate and focus. And that for me, and I've said this again in messages to Bobby when I've spoke to him, and I've said, you brought that fire back for me. That was me going, right, let's do it. Let's just go for it. Because I've always been a dreamer, and I've always sat and said, we might as well shoot for the stars. And when you surround yourself with people like that, that's what sends you up through. So, yeah.
I mean, you got to shoot for the stars. You got to always aim high, because at the end of the day, if you didn't give 110%, what are you doing?
You end up coasting, and it doesn't become fun anymore, which is, like I say, I think that's, I'd lost my passion a little bit. I'm really invested in the storylines that we have going on and things, but I think I had lost my passion for it. Whereas now, because I see so much change and so much development and so much opportunity, I'm like, we need to grab this, and we need to make it as big as we can for everybody, so that when the guys hit the scene and the new guys coming through Bumps and Bruises hit the scene and the new guys coming through our academy hit the scene, we've got that base for them where they can work every week and they can travel the world, because the opportunities are there.
Man, that's pretty solid. Like, I'm not going to lie. That is freaking solid. I'm humbled at the opportunity, man. I am humbled at the opportunity. So thank you very much for all you're doing for the OIWA. For the guys over in the UK, for the guys here in the States, like, you're providing an opportunity for guys to get out there and make a living and to go out there and have fun. Like, you're helping people live their dreams. That right there is top notch in my book, because, you know, I was a kid with a dream, and I got to live my dream, and I'm excited that I got to do it. So when I'm tired and I'm ready to give it up and ready to walk away, I'm glad that I have other people that I can leave that legacy to, that I can be like, hey, yo, here's the baton, run with it.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, guys. It's crazy to think.
Like Dusty Rhodes said one time, get a dream, hold on to it, and shoot for the skies.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. So let's get into this Monday Night Raw recap, because, boys, it was lit. The Judgment Day defeated DIY and the New Day in a triple threat tag team match. At Mania, we're going to have a six-pack ladder match for the tag team championships. And I'm predicting one team grabs the Raw tag titles, one team grabs the SmackDown tag titles, and we're going to split those titles down the middle. I predict that. No more undisputed tag team champions.
Damian Priest and R-Truth, the new tag team champions.
Wow.
No. The way it seems like, in the way it might go, is that you might have DIY grab one of those belts, and then you're going to have on SmackDown Truth and Miz on the other.
That would be so funny.
It would make so much fun.
We got Sami Zayn and Bronson Reed battling to a no contest. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put it out there. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. If you don't like it, don't at me. I mean, yeah, come at me. I don't care. Sami Zayn is defeating Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. I said it.
Nope.
That's right.
Nope.
No. I
fully, okay. Nope. Not hey, agree. Let me ask you this, guys. Oh, who is the reigning and defending? Who is reigning and defending predictions champion here?
Julia.
Yeah. 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 Whoa. What? I got seven belts in my trophy case, and two of them are predictions titles.
As the proprietor to the Wicked Crazy Pinfalls title, the one who created it, which one is the current Wicked Crazy Pinfalls champion?
The franchise is.
Okay. So was the last time that title was defended?
Clash in the Castle.
Your 30 days are up.
Hey, I am the final boss. I ain't got no time limits.
30 days are up.
I need a contender first. Champion. I need a contender first. I can't just defend the belt willy nilly, just some random dude off the street. Like, it ain't the 24/7 title. This is prestigious.
Just
my authority put in on that title. I'll work on it. I will get you somebody.
Oh no, they have to win a predictions championship qualifier to get a shot at the title. Wow. These guys already know. They already know at Mania Night 1, they're challenging. They're going for their Predictions Championship qualifier to face either me or Julian on Night 2. So they know. They know. But it's just they suck it. They suck at predictions. I'm just saying.
I put that, it out there. Also, the thing is that when I told you I was creating this too, is that there was a little clause in there. As the owner and proprietor, I have one time clause issue. And now let me figure out who I can get to make it more fun.
Yo, throw Sean Ross Sapp at me. I don't care. Throw SRS at me. I'll predict circles around SRS. I'm just kidding, SRS. Don't at me. don't at me, bro. Anyway, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed went to a no contest. And I'm excited about this match right here, okay? Because, you know, internet bullies and trolls, they talk a lot of shit. You know, keyboard warriors, guys who have never stepped in the ring, ran the ropes, you know, like the Parker Boudreaux of the world. Guys like that. They talk so bad about Maxxine Dupri to a point where people were like, kill yourself. You don't belong in this business. Okay, first and foremost, if you're a wrestling fan, don't say stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
Don't say stupid stuff like that. Like these are human beings. We're entertaining you as fans. So stay in your lane.
Go outside and touch grass.
Yeah, go outside and breathe fresh air. Okay. Yeah. Leave your mom's basement. It is okay. Maxxine Dupri and Ivy Nile defeated Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell in a tag team match. But Maxxine Dupri rolled up Indy Hartwell for the win. It was a clean roll up. I loved it. Ricochet defeated Ivar. Yeah, the Kabuki Warriors defeated Tegan Nox, Shayna Baszler, and Zoe Starks in a 6-woman tag team match. And then we had the match. Seth friggin' Rollins versus Solo Sikoa in a preview of what Cody Rhodes is going to have to deal with if they don't win night one on night two when it was Bloodline rules. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, you know me. I just love it. I love it. I love it. Gang warfare.
AKA
I love it.
Rules match.
I love gang warfare. So many interruptions, so many run-ins, so many table breaks. The final boss shows up. Cody shows up. Weight belts. People getting whooped. Like we were like, oh man, Cody stopped racism. The Rock was bringing it back. Like I don't know what's going on. Like it was crazy. It was crazy. But Seth Rollins defeats Solo Sikoa in a Bloodline rules match. Like last week's Raw was pretty lame. Like we were like, yo, yeah, it had a good ending, yeah, but the rest of the show sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole week, this whole show was amazing from top to bottom, even amidst the AEW drama that happened early in the day with Tony Khan firing so many people due to the fact that CM Punk was on Ero Hawani's show, and boy, oh boy, like this is Pipe Bomb 2024. We're going to talk about this on Saturday, early Saturday morning on Roundtable Network News. So just tune in Saturday morning, twitch.tv/ Roundtable Pro Wrestling POD. Remember, go like, click, and subscribe. Because this is going to be a subscriber only. So you got to subscribe. If you got Amazon Plus, I mean, Amazon Prime, yo, you got a free sub.
Amazon.
You shut your mouth, Josh. anyway, so yeah,
also this we got NXT too.
Oh, yeah, NXT's yeah, you and your NXT.
Oh, yeah, keep your grinding me on that.
We gotta let Throwback talk about NXT because he loves the black and gold brand, like he is the NXT 2.0 specialist here on the round table. So, he's excited about what's the show coming up.
Stand and Deliver, can't wait for that.
Stand and Deliver,
and the
so you're up at night.
It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm.
If you're up at 9 a.m. live on Saturday morning, Pacific Standard Time or Eastern Time, whatever it is for you, go watch Stand and Deliver's live watch along with your boy Throwback. Like, it's going to be live, man. WrestleMania weekend is going to be crazy. I'm going to have like 17 different Red Bulls. Hopefully, I don't blow up my liver from all the the Red Bull content.
I'm still surprised we were able. Oh, I should say, me and Julian, you had to leave, unfortunately, when we were watching Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, it sucked. My dog was being the most.
They also on the vignette for how when they were announcing everything, they said about over 35 and a half hours of content that they're putting out.
Yo, and last year we were on, like, my butt was sore for like 3 days for sitting on the air from Friday night, starting with the Hall of Fame, starting with SmackDown and then the Hall of Fame. And then it was like Saturday morning. It was Impact Wrestling. It was Ring of Honor. It was Ring of Honor. What was it? Death Before Dishonor?
I think so.
Yeah, it was Ring of Honor.
Death by Dishonor.
No,
yeah, so, it was different. I was on 22.
What's coming up? What's coming up this week?
Other than NXT is on Tuesday. We go home for NXT.
No, I mean WrestleMania weekend, like Ring of Honor.
You got AEW. Slammies.
The Slammy Awards. Well, I forgot about the Slammy Awards.
The Slammies is this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, Stand and Deliver is going to be. You've got night one and two of Mania. You have the Hall of Fame also. You have WrestleCon also going on.
Yeah, WrestleCon. So, you ever think about coming out to WrestleCon? Bringing your company out here, Lindsay?
Yeah, definitely. We do one similar here as well. It actually was the weekend that I was over in Texas for Soul Mania. Yeah, love anything like that. Absolutely love it. Like,
you know what would be phenomenal? If you came for Cauliflower Alley.
Really?
It's in Las Vegas. There are so many legends. Sting is being honored at Cauliflower Alley.
That's awesome.
I'll get the information and I'll send it to you.
But yeah, that's
it's cool. Gonna be great. I mean, it's a trip to Vegas. Come on, who doesn't like going to Vegas?
We never been.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You know what? I don't even want to talk to you guys.
Yeah. It's a thing called saving money.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's true. It's true. But yeah, like, there's so many things going on WrestleMania weekend, and it's crazy because, like, we are going to be here starting on Friday, doing a watch along, live watch along of the Bray Wyatt story.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna cry. I'm probably gonna sit there and watch it with my screen off. You're just gonna see my logo, and I'm gonna put myself on mute a few times because I know I'm gonna cry. Hey man, I'm a grown man. I can cry. I'm not even worried about it. But Bray Wyatt was an amazing person in and out of the ring. So many people, you know, talked very highly about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to watch this. I'm not gonna watch it this week like everyone else has. I've had people messaging me, bro, you should see the end of it. I'm like, leave me alone. I'm watching it with my boys on Friday. You know, and I'm probably gonna cry, so just leave me be. But yeah, like I can't wait for that. And like I said, this is gonna be a hell of a week, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a week. And Lindsay, if you're awake during this craziness, you can join us. You can come watch the watch along with us. What we do is we create a different stream, like the one we're on now. We create a separate stream so we can all watch it together. So no one is like five minutes ahead. Josh, saying, "Oh my God, did you see him do that?" And I'm like, "No, he's not even ringing it." Oh my God! Oh my God! Did you see? No, I did not see it. Yeah, we're gonna stop that. We're gonna quash that right now.
Yeah, so Saturday,
come to join us on Friday to watch really awful wrestling.
Oh yeah.
I love really awful wrestling. Really awful wrestling makes my weekend better.
With or without death matches.
Let me tell you about really awful wrestling. Okay. So we're very prim and proper during the week. Some of us are.
I'm not.
And then on Fridays when we let loose, we find the worst of the worst pro wrestling ever. We're talking like one of our fans sent us a link to a company called TBW, Tennessee Backyard Wrestling. Oh my God.
Amazing.
It is the craziest, most episodic. Like it was they had like 159 episodes. And I'm wondering why. It is so entertaining to watch this. And it's this is greener than goose shit, duck shit. Like, this is horrible. But we get such a kick out of watching this horrible wrestling that, yo, I'm a fan. I ain't gonna lie. I subscribe to them because I just think that it's funny to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and, I would never go work there. That's for damn sure. But I sure would watch it again because it's hilarious to me. It is hilarious. So we do Really Awful Wrestling, and we're going to do Really Awful Wrestling earlier, and we're going to watch the Bray Wyatt story. So all of us are going to cry, and then we're going to watch the Hall of Fame. And we're going to be excited about the Hall of Fame, and that's going to kick off our wild and crazy weekend of wrestling.
Yeah.
Some of us will be on all the shows. Some of us won't be. I don't know if I will be on all the shows because, you know, I'm not going to sit on the chair for 12 hours one night and 15 hours the next night. You know,
what was that backyard wrestling company that we watched that was in Canada with Rob Banks on it?
Oh my God. I don't know.
Drew found it, but it's not ringing the bell right now.
Yeah. Drew has to like find it for us. Maybe I can go back and look in our 175 episodes to find out where it was. But anyway, Lindsay, it has been great to have you on the show. There's a seat at the table whenever you want to show up. All you got to do is send me a message. I will shoot you a link any day, any minute, any time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I look forward to seeing you in Dallas. Yeah. I look forward to coming across the pond before I hang my boots up for good.
You have better. We haven't got any other dates set just yet, so there's still plenty of time to get yourself sorted and booked in
to come across. All I got to do is go get my passport renewed, and that's easy peasy. Yeah.
Mine too.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on Monday Night Raw's recap on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. Yo, go like, click, and subscribe. And you know what? Lindsay, tell them where they can find you at.
Oh, so I never stream on Twitch, but I am on Twitch at Jordy Mistress. You can find me. I've got my little blue tick verified, Lindsay Jordan, on Facebook. Lins J Host on Patreon and TikTok, and at Lins J 1984 on Instagram. Also, Contract Professional Wrestling and Contract Wrestling Academy on Facebook and on TikTok.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Go get them likes, go click, and go subscribe. With that being said, yo, we are out. We will see y'all on Wednesday for AEW Dynamite Recap and some more drama from Tony Khan.